Axel,
Alan was talking about the chemotherapy effects on the liver. How much of a problem do you think it really is, you know, functionally? And any sort of qualitative differences from a patient care point of view in oxali versus irinotecan?
I mean, if you pay attention to what you're doing and you don't treat too long, I don't think we have a problem. I think the duration of therapy has to be kind of the minimal duration necessary to either demonstrate response, to show that this is a biologically active regimen, to get information about the tumor biology, or in the unresectable metastasis, to allow for a resection. So if we limit the duration of therapy to a short course, I think we don't have anything to worry about long-term liver toxicity. I mean, there are some voices about idiosyncratic reactions, but I think the bottom line is, if we pay attention, don't treat too long, stop bevacizumab early enough not to allow for wound healing complications, whatever, I think we're on the safe side.
And what about oxaliplatin versus irinotecan from this regard?
You know, that's an interesting point, because when I talk to my European colleagues, they do use irinotecan in this setting preoperatively, in spite of the data that we have which support that oxaliplatin is easier on the liver in terms of postoperative mortality. Again, this could be a factor of duration of therapy. A lot of these studies that show the deteriorating effect of irinotecan for a long-term outcome and after liver resection was retrospective data, never prospectively studied. Having said that, my default right now, if I use it in a neoadjuvant setting, I use oxaliplatin-based therapy.